Good morning. So Jared asked us to, would we like to speak about thankfulness and gratitude the Sunday after Thanksgiving? There's a little pressure there, right? I mean, there's so much cliche perhaps or whatever. So we didn't rock, paper, scissors, but Sarah just told me I'm going first. So here we go. So we talked about it and we thought about thankfulness and Thanksgiving and giving thanks. So we broke it up. And I'm going to tell you a story about some thankfulness, a little family event we had years ago, and how it just comes to mind. And I'm sorry for those of you that have already heard this story, but you get to hear it again, maybe a little spiced up. So it's a summer story. It's 8 years ago. The girls, Sarah's 8, Jessie's 12. And we've just finished a summer of multiple summer camps, driving the girls to all their camps to get them to places during working hours. You know, they need to be someplace, right, for the parents in the crowd. Except on Fridays, camps don't end at 5 o'clock. When work is out, camps end at like noon or 1. So I go to Sarah's camp and I pick her up. We see her performance, fabulous. We pack up her goods and we head up to the islands. Jessie's been at sleepover camp, thank goodness, because I didn't drive her around all week. She was sleeping there. We see her gymnastic performance. It's wonderful. We pack up her cabin, and I take the girls, and we're in South here, and we go and have an ice cream, and we're having a wonderful ice cream on a hot August day, unlike today. And I say, girls, it's been a great summer. It's the end of the summer. This is the last camp. Tomorrow, we're getting up at 4 in the morning, and we are going to hike Camel's Hump for the sunrise. Yes, exactly. And you know what's fun in our hymn? There was a line in the hymn that caught my ear, which was, thank you for our tomorrows and all of their surprises. So tomorrow, we're getting up at 4 o'clock to hike Camel's Hump. And they are, no! And I say, yes, we are, and we're doing this for me. So it's the end of the summer. And by the way, all the stars are in alignment because it's also a full moon. So I'm thinking we're going to get the light of the moon on this as well. And there's meteor showers going on, so it's dark. Maybe we'll get some of that. So we get up. Maybe we're not as timely as we'd like. Maybe we don't get to the parking lot as timely as we'd like. But there are, we parked the car, and I don't know if you've ever been, you know, Burroughs Trail in Huntington. It's up there, and the moon is nowhere to be seen. It is somewhere in the Adirondacks because it's setting, and it is dark. It is boogeyman dark. But this is an adventure full of surprises. We put on our headlamps, and we've got our backpacks with water and trail mix and bananas, and if we make it to the top, we might have chocolate milk and donuts, you know, the little lure. So off we go. The girls are skipping along, and this is fun, and this is an adventure, dark, 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 and who's in the dark but maybe catamounts and bears and who else knows what, but fortunately, there are two other cars in the parking lot, so at least some people are ahead of us, right, that may be scared off the bad guys. So it's very fun, and we get about halfway up, and then the complaints start. Why are we doing this? This is so dumb. Why did you drag us up here? Blah, 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 right? And then I'm starting to think, yeah, why did I do this? I don't want to hear this. I want to hear bliss and harmony and how wonderful, what a great opportunity this is. And somewhere amongst there, we're about halfway up, three quarters of the way up. Before you know it, you realize you don't need your headlamp anymore. Dawn is there, and somebody just turned on the birds, and all the birds are chirping. It's beautiful. They all turned on at the same time. Magical. And it helped drown out the complaints, right? So eventually, we get a bit more up. Jessie, who's not here to defend herself, she's just going back to college. Well, she got there last night. Jessie pretty much just sits down and says, I'm done. I hate nature. This is dumb. Why are we doing this? And these words just hurt me because how could you say that about nature? My goodness. And I pretty much say, well, okay, here's some trail mix and some water. Dad will bring up the rear, or you can just stay here. But we're getting to the top. At least we are, because this one put her head down and just went. So lo and behold, Ethan does bring up the rear, and somehow he did get Jessie up that hill. And we do get to the tippy top. And we've missed the sunrise by about 10 minutes, which is unfortunate because this is not a perfect story. However, it is the most stunning, beautiful view I've ever seen. And I think all of us to this day remember this hike, probably because it was difficult and because there was some hard times of it, and it was an adventure, but it is also just incredible. The sun is up, and it's that light that greeting cards try to capture of the light of God, whatever. It's the most spiritual moment I can remember. And the Winooski River is snaked in fog, and you're looking towards the light, so you're looking east, but you do turn around to look at the Adirondacks, which are purple, and Lake Champlain is blanketed in fog, too. It's gorgeous. Which brings me to stunning. You know, what is it when we see views like that. And I just read a little book that one of my clients gave me to read, and it's a book on prayers. It's by Anne Lamott. Maybe some of you have read it. It's called Help, Thanks, Wow. And it's about prayers on each of those subjects, and such as prayers for help. Help me be a good person. Help me be a good friend, a good spouse, and a good parent. Help my friends and family in their difficult times. Help me make the right decision. Help me make good parenting decisions. Help me get up this mountain. And then there are prayers of thanks. Thank you for the bountifulness that we receive, for home and shelter. Thank you for friends, family, and community. Thank you for the beauty around us. Getting choked up. The moss on the forest floor that make the little fairy houses from nature, the birds that turned on at the right time, the rivers, the fog, the majestic mountains, and the ability to explore them. Thank you for the sunrise, the sunset. Thank you for nature. And then there are prayers of wow. Wow, we say thank God for this or that. Thank God for kittens and puppies. Thank you and wow for the accomplishments of our children, landing a back walkover on a balance beam, or speaking in public, for perseverance, for keep going, for your curiosity, for their enthusiasm and their inspiration. Wow to their failures and their ability to recover from them and learn from them. How do they deal with conflict? And wow to nature, the infinity of the stars and how small and irrelevant we are when we look at them, the stunning perfection of flowers, trees, mountains, and water, and just that, wow, we live in a beautiful world, and all I can say sometimes is help, thanks, and wow.
All right. I promise I didn't actually complain that much on the camel summit. I really do actually remember that, and I really enjoyed it. So, so my speech is about giving, and as you all know, this church gives a lot, so I think this is a perfect place to deliver the speech. While we all know that Thanksgiving is a time for thanks and filling our own lives with gratitude, I would like to emphasize the fact that gratitude doesn't come just when we're at our best or we have our most. As we are all in different walks of life right now, some are dealing with amazing things and some might be working through hardship or troubled times. It is important to remain grateful during all times, and it's important to give people a reason to be grateful even when they're not at their best. To me, this is the importance of giving. I remember a story my mom told me a few years ago about a family who went out on Thanksgiving Day to give it family in their community who couldn't afford a dinner that year, a turkey for Thanksgiving. The family was so grateful, but as the next year rolled around, they had gotten back on their feet and did the same for others. This started a chain reaction of gratitude and donation in their community, and it highlights what kind of an impact one act of kindness can make on a person or a family. I'm so proud of this church because we value donation and giving, and we do as much as we can. From the sleeping bag drives to the Hearts for Hunger race and the youth community service trips, we do our best to give back to others in need. From personal experience, I can say that from people in our community to people in Puerto Rico, it's all the same. The gratitude that people show when you are there to help them offers you more gratitude in your own life and in this world than receiving anything ever would. As Denzel Washington once said, at the end of a day, it's not what you have or even what you've accomplished. It's about who you've lifted up, who you've made better, and it's about what you've given back. So let's do what we can this holiday season to enlighten others and in turn become enlightened ourselves. And happy Thanksgiving.